What's going on, peoples? This is Flo Ho Boys, and you're listening to another edition, or watching. You can watch and listen. Another edition of Flobo Sought on Netflix, the show where we go and peruse the archives of Netflix to find original series, TV shows, movies, documentaries, all that jazz. I want to say thank you so much for people over there in the British Virgin Islands for making our show number 10. On after shows on your favorite podcasting device. That's right. If you're watching this, you're probably on that YouTube, but if you want to hear the audio version, you can hear that wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all that jazz. And well, I'm all about bonus content. If you're listening right now or watching right now, and you're like, I want more of this. Every month we take on a comedy special, almost a spinoff situation here of Lobo Sought on Netflix. We do a comedy special every month. I'm a comedian that's currently lapsed. I won't say former. You can find that exclusively on our Patreon page, patreon.com/FloboBoyce. That's FLOBOBOYCE. We call it the Boisterous Crew. Become a member and unlock the bonus episodes. Now, here is something that, like many of the recent episodes here of Lobo Sought on Netflix, was recommended by the algorithm, recommended by the engine that is Netflix, probably because I watch a lot of comedies for this show, maybe because I love documentaries and being into motorsport too, but I get a lot of like comedy properties. Netflix pushed hard the Pentaveret, which is something I'm glad they said plenty of times in the show, because I couldn't have pronounced it just by reading it. The Pentaveret, a 6-part comedic mini-series, which I guess is possible, but kind of weird, featuring Mike Myers playing a slew of characters. Mike Myers of Austin Powers fame. Yeah, baby. Just to give you a little thing on top of the bow, Rotten Tomatoes has it at 23%. IMDb has it at 6.1, which is interesting, because like I say, a lot of episodes I usually pick IMDb because the reviews tend to be more conservative, with Rotten Tomatoes being a lot more wow. But Rotten Tomatoes has a 23% critic score, a 63% audience score, and 6.1 coming from IMDb. Michael Myers is a comedic genius, and genius is a word that gets to be overused, but I really mean that. It takes a lot to do what you do at a high level that well. And if you really want to put a list of all the different characters that Michael Myers come up with, it goes on. It goes on. Austin Powers, the love guru, Shrek, the Gong Show in ABC. They tried to play it off as Michael Myers playing somebody else the first season, or someone else was playing that role, but it turns out it was Michael Myers and the heavy, or Mike Myers. Michael Myers is like a Mike Myers under heavy makeup. But the thing is about Mike Myers is that a lot of the stuff does not get the credit it deserves. There's not really one thing, say for the Austin Powers franchise or even Shrek, where everyone goes, oh my gosh, Mike Myers is amazing. And I'll be honest with you, it's not going to change here. The Pentaveret is an odd anomaly in that it is presented as a miniseries of 6 episodes or about 22 minutes apiece. But if it was a movie, a 2-hour movie, it probably would be insufferable. It reminds me a lot, good and bad, of a movie called The Master of Disguise, which I watched recently this year because I was going to be on a podcast called The Turtle Club. So check me out on that episode. I think I was on episode 5 or episode 4 for that, where it was one character and one actor, in this case, Dana Carvey, having so many character comedic roles under makeup. Mike Myers is kind of in that role too. It's about a secret society that helps out people in a good way, basically a good version of the Illuminati and the fallout surrounding that. There are organizations that want to take it down from the inside out. People get recruited and then people don't get recruited. And I'll leave that up to you, because the lore itself gets pretty muddy, right? There are some things I like about it, like the Pentaveret having its own guard or having its own symbolism, I guess, symbology, if you want to take a line from Dan Brown and those Robert Langdon novels. But it's really a loose framework to poke fun at the conspiracy theory culture, or who's considered to be some of the most visionary people of our society, tech geniuses or people in media, etc. I did not laugh. I was, there was moments I kind of guffawed a couple of times. If you're looking for a comedy series to clutch your sides in absolute euphoria and pleasure, it's not it. But I will say I was entertained. I flicked it on. I was doing other things. But every so often, I find myself stopping what I was doing to find out what was going on. It is ridiculous. A lot of the jokes don't really work. A lot of jokes do work because of how absurd and zany it is. It kind of reminds me of the animated cartoon Animaniacs, which is what I grew up with as a kid, even though the revival came out last year. Haven't seen it yet. Where whether or not you think a bit or a sketch or a framework is funny is almost irrelevant. It just comes at you so fast, it's almost like waiting at a bus stop. Not going to get this bus, fine, get another one. And I think that worked into its favor because there's times, especially episodes 3 and 4 and 5, where I look at the watch and it's over. Episodes kind of come and go. 22 minutes with no commercials and things are coming at a fast clip. It does seem shorter, which is something I can't say for a movie like The Master of Disguise, because that movie is 75 minutes long and it feels like 2.5 days. So credit to Mike Myers and doing this thing. But there's nothing I could recommend about it. It's weird. It is entertaining. I enjoyed watching it. There were some things tonight and take home of. Some characters really hit home for me. But I really find it hard to recommend it. I can't see myself at a party and be like, yo, you got to check out The Pentaveret as purely an entertainment property. I feel like the story would have been stronger, perhaps ironically, if less characters were played by Mike Myers, especially the van driving, the QAnon supporting American conspiracy character. I think if that was somebody else, it could be a lot fun and just keep Mike Myers and all of the Pentaveret characters, of which he plays 4 of the 5 of them, plus additional roles as well. So it was interesting there. I felt like if there was less of Mike, it would be more of Mike, if that makes sense. Also, as somebody who was a former employee, worker, pro bono submitter at AfterBuzz TV, it was interesting to see Maria Menounos have a recurring role in the series, pretty much playing herself. Not pretty much, she is playing herself. She literally says, I'm Maria Menounos. That was kind of a fun treat, an Easter egg for me, I guess, but not, I'm not sure what your mileage may vary on that. So as someone who was torn, as someone who enjoyed it, but can't find who the show is for, who to recommend it to, I find it weird to give it a score. Critics at Rotten Tomatoes say 23%. Audience score says 63%. IMDb says 6.1. I'm going to go with IMDb here. I give it a 6. I think a 5 is something I'll give a shot to. No sweat off my back. It's fine. But 6, it was light, easy, breezy. I ran through it in about 2 hours. I was on with my life, got it off my queue, and I moved on. But it was kind of fun from a creative professional standpoint to see how one creator was able to write, have a story, to write the story, to act in the roles. And to Mr. Myers' credit, these characters did feel different. Didn't seem as much as him in a wig or him in a coat as I thought it would be. It's just, at the end of the day, there isn't anything particularly memorable. So it's kind of a weird decision. That's my score, 6 out of 10 on this edition of Level Sun on Netflix. Let me know what you think of The Pentaveret, and what do you want to see me review next? Let me know. And if you're listening in a faraway land from the United States, also let me know. I'd love to see how this show travels. This does it for me. You just watched this episode of Level Sun on Netflix.